From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Iraq voted Saturday in its first parliamentary election since declaring victory over the Islamic State group. The vote happening as tensions grow between neighboring Iran and the United States, threatening a power struggle. Current Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi cast his vote earlier Saturday in Baghdad. He told reporters, "I call upon all Iraqis to participate in these elections." He also said security is good and calm in the provinces, despite rumors terrorists are trying to present the elections as failing. No clear frontrunner has emerged as al-Abadi faces stiff competition. AP correspondent Susanna George has more.
Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi was running to retain his seat, and his biggest political competition came from his predecessor, Nouri al-Maliki, and also the leader of an alliance of parties that have strong ties to Iraq's powerful, mostly Shiite paramilitary organization.
That was the AP's Susanna George. North Korea has scheduled the dismantlement of its nuclear test site for sometime between May 23rd and 25th. This in order to uphold its pledge to discontinue nuclear tests. State media made the announcement on Saturday. The country's central news agency said the dismantlement of the nuclear test ground would involve collapsing all of its tunnels with explosions, blocking its entrances, and removing all observation facilities, research buildings, and security posts. Journalists from other countries, including the United States and South Korea, will be invited to cover the event. We have much more coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.